If physicians would just keep doing what they did last year, the problem would not get worse. But no, that would be too simple. We now have platelet inhibitors. What is the risk of platelet inhibitors when mixed with CABG surgery? You've seen the case. The PTCA failed. They were given a platelet inhibitor just prior to the failed PTCA. They're now bleeding from a hole in the coronary artery where the PCI wire perforated. What happens next? Well, approximately 2 to 4% of patients who undergo urgent or emergent coronary bypass surgery are doing so for complications of percutaneous coronary intervention after the treatment with glycoprotein GP2B2A inhibitors. Unfortunately, the risk of death is 15%, MI in 12%, and stroke in 5%, and all of these risks are increased by the lethal combination of platelet inhibitors with emergency CABG surgery.